You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
La Pointe with Jack Critchley et Derek McGovern.
Hello, welcome to the Euros Punt Podcast. We are deep into the tournament now, and we are on to the second round of group games. Coming up on today's podcast, we'll be taking a look at the small matter of England against Wales in Group B. We'll also be taking a peek at Ukraine against Northern Ireland. And the late game at 8 p.m. is Germany against Poland. All of that to come. We'll be hearing from Derek McGovern and from Stefan Biankowski as well, who'll give us a verdict from the German camp. Well, let's begin with today's trivia question, as we like to on the podcast. Try and keep the old grey matter working. And the question today, I think, is fairly straightforward. See how you go with this. Which footballer has won the Ukrainian Footballer of the Year the most times? Which footballer has won the Ukrainian Footballer of the Year the most times? If you can tell me how many as well, maybe mutter it under your breath, then there's extra kudos and bonus points to you, and you'll be the envy of your friends and family for the remainder of the day. So which footballer has won the Ukrainian Footballer of the Year the most times? To give you a clue with that one, think Ukrainian footballer. Who immediately springs to mind? See how we go with that. We've got a fun trivia fact as well coming up, but first, let's get stuck into England against Wales. Well, England could only manage a point against Russia on the opening day of Group B, meaning they continue their record in the tournament of having never won their opening game. England are looking to make it past the semi-finals for the first time, but they were drawn with Russia, Slovakia and Wales. With Slovakia to come then, England need the points. They are 8-15 to win this. The draw is 3-1 and Wales are 6-1. Before we hear from Derek McGovern, let me talk you through some of the enhanced odds. Harry Kane to score and England to win was 13-10. That's been boosted to 7-4. He might be too busy taking corners to score, but we shall see. Here's a man who likes a goal. Gareth Bale to score and Wales to win was 7-1, now 8-1. Harry Kane again to score and England to win 2-0, 3-0 or 4-0. If you expect it to be a rout, was 6-1, now 7-1. If you expect a goal in the opening 15 minutes, we can offer you 5-2 as opposed to 23-10. And Gareth Bale to score and Wales to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 was 10-1, now a whopping 12-1. You can also have a penalty awarded, boosted to 7-2 from 100-30. Plenty of markets and enhanced odds. You could have Wayne Rooney to score, England to win and both teams to score. That was 13-2, now 7-1. See all these on the console. Go and have a look for yourself. Have a look at the England v Wales markets. But in the meantime, here's Derek McGovern's predictions for this match.
It's a competitive match and an international tournament. And you know that whoever England are playing in such circumstances, they make it hard for themselves. They underperform international tournaments by about 30% every 2 years. And whenever Wales get there, they seem to overperform. I know they don't get there that often, but what a performance by them in the opener against Slovakia. And has that form been franked or what by what's happening against Russia on Thursday? Unbelievable. I mean, you know, this is Russia. If you look at collateral form, doesn't mean a light when you're punting. But if you're looking for clues to this game, England struggled to beat Russia and got a goal from a set piece, which the goalie should have saved. Slovakia have just murdered Russia. And Wales murdered Slovakia. Collateral form says Wales is a good thing here. I can't understand why they're 6-1. 6-1. I looked at this match, you know, before I saw the odds, and I thought, be lucky to get more than 7-2 for Wales for this. I couldn't believe that when I saw 6-1. Now, what stops me lumping my house and everybody else's house on it is the fact that, you know, do Wales need to win? A draw will do them very nicely. 4 points will probably put them through to the next stage because it's virtually impossible, unless you're England, not to qualify for the next stage. So that worries me. But what you have to do under such circumstances, you see England prices at 8-15. You know you have to oppose them. It's a question of how. Well, the way I suggest how is to back Wales with a goal start, and you're still getting more than 6-4 for that. 8-5 Wales with a goal start. Wales with the best player in the tournament on their side. Wales, who are flying at the moment, to beat a side that just don't look like a team in my eyes, England. They don't look like they know what their best team is. I just think it's an unbelievable rick. Wales have got Bale, and he can do anything for them. That's how good he is. The prices are screaming at the wrong. I just... I've been reading all week as well, Jack. The England team, the England players have been saying they've got no, you know, stopping Bale is not the key to beating Wales. Well, that makes you wonder who they're getting tactical advice from. Presumably Roy Hodgson. I mean, you know, how can they not do some make special plans for the best player in the tournament? It's absolutely ridiculous. And I fear for England, I really do.
Who does Derek think is a good goal scorer bet in this game?
You've got them 6-1, so you can't make Bale too sure. But is the formula for creating these odds not taking into account how good Bale is? You know what I mean? It's in my eyes, he shouldn't be more than, 11-8, 6-4 to score against England. So 19-10. Especially if he'd be taking the free kicks, he'd be taking penalties, he'd be taking everything. That's a great price. Lallana, I suppose, was the chief goal threat. He had the best chances, and I'm sure he'll play again. He's 13-5 to score at any time. What we saw from Lallana in that game against Russia, though, was what as a Liverpool fan, I've been used to from him in all his time at Anfield. He's the nearly man. Gets into positions, nice turn or whatever. It doesn't quite put the shot away. We've seen it time and time again. He's far from an instinctive finisher. But 13-5, I'd rather have that than Kane at 6-5 at the moment because from what we've seen from Kane lately, he's run his race.
Well, for England, Harry Kane leads the way. He's 6-5 any time, 4-1 first goal. Daniel Sturridge, who is unlikely to start but might have an influence from the bench, is 11-8 any time. Jamie Vardy got no game time against Russia and can feel hard done to. He's 7-4 any time, while Wayne Rooney is also 7-4. Well, 5 of England's last 7 goals have come from set pieces, so perhaps you fancy someone from the back. Eric Dier to score from a free kick, perhaps again, 5-1 any time. You could also have a look at either of the centre-backs. Chris Smalling and Gary Cahill are both 10-1 any time to score. Gareth Bale leads the way. He had more shots than any other player during qualifying. He's 19-10 any time to repeat his heroics. If you fancy another goal for the released Hal Robson-Carnu, 18-5 any time. England v Wales then, the big game of the day. 2 p.m. kickoff. Leave your office early, kick off your shoes and open a can of refreshing liquid of your choice to follow this one. 2 p.m. this game, England against Wales. Right, Ukraine against Northern Ireland is the next game. You've barely time to breathe after the excitement of England v Wales. It begins at 5 o'clock. I don't know about you, but I know very little about Ukraine, and I have to enlist the help of Lee Phelps to educate me.
Welcome to Ukraine, where the most frequently used letter of the alphabet is N. Near Kiev railway station stands the third most visited McDonald's in the world. Last year, that Mackie D's served more than 2 million orders, but only 2 Filet-O-Fish. Ukrainian powerlifter Dmytro Haladji is one of the strongest people on the planet. His records litter the Guinness Book, including bearing a tractor on his chest, lifting 150 kilos with his little finger, and keeping 30 people on his neck. His master trick, though, is Devil's Forge. With his body laid on nails, he bears concrete slabs weighing 1.5 tons on top and a blacksmith beating that with a hammer. It's barely believable. The oldest map known to scientists and the oldest settlement of Homo sapiens are found in Ukraine, in Mezhorichye. It's about 14,500 to 15,000 years old and the map is stamped on a mammoth bone.
Well, just a reminder, we had our trivia question at the start of the show. Which footballer has won the Ukrainian Footballer of the Year the most times? And if you could tell me how many times as well, I'll be mightily impressed. Another fun fact, though, about Ukraine is it is the country where you will find the Tunnel of Love. It's not as seedy as it first sounds. The Tunnel of Love is located in Ukraine. Not sure if it was based on the Fun Boy Free song. I imagine it's been around before that was released. But the Tunnel of Love is in Ukraine. So if you ever go there, that should be your first stop, as well as the McDonald's that Lee was telling you about next to the station. I don't know if they allow food in the Tunnel of Love. Do check online before you go. Well, 56% of Northern Ireland's goals came from set pieces during qualifying, and Kyle Lafferty was involved in half of those games. Though unfancied in this game, they are 6-1, whereas Ukraine are 4-7. The draw is priced at 11-4. Ukraine lost 2-0 to Germany, but that was fairly expected. Northern Ireland tried very hard. They defended in numbers, but unfortunately were undone by Milik and Poland, who emerged 1-0 winners. Here's some enhancements for you. Andrei Yarmolenko is always a handful to score and Ukraine to win. It was 6-4. It's now 2-1. Yarmolenko to score, Ukraine to win, and both teams to score was 11-2. That's been boosted to 6-1. And Kyle Lafferty, who we mentioned, involved in half of Northern Ireland's goals. For him to score and Northern Ireland to win, that's no longer 10-1. It's now 14-1. For Lafferty to score, Northern Ireland to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, it was 14s. It's now 18-1. If you fancy Ukraine to have the monopoly in this game, Ukraine to win both halves was 14-5. That's gone out to 7-2. All of these boosts can be found on the Ukraine against Northern Ireland page, which is on the William Hill website now. Derek McGovern's been having a look at this one, and here's what he thinks.
I mean, you know, let me just hark back to that other game. They've got Northern Ireland at 6-1 to beat Ukraine and Wales at 6-1 to beat England. In my eyes, Wales are more likely to beat England than Northern Ireland are to beat Ukraine any day of the week. I just, you know, it just highlights again what a ridiculous mistake that those first prices are in the first game. Ukraine, they didn't pull up any trees against the Germans in the opener. I've got a soft spot for Ukraine because my grandfather was posted there during the war. Should have seen the size of the envelope. It was absolutely enormous. I think they're a better side. I always think they're underrated, the Ukraine, in big tournaments. They were second best, definitely, against Germany in that first game. But they did look dangerous. They had, two or three chances there to have scored. And they're playing against the Northern Ireland side, who, my God, against Poland in the opener, they looked like they could have played for a fortnight without scoring. And by this time next week, they will have done, because they'll set up against Ukraine exactly the way they did against Poland. They won't get a chance. Ukraine are 4-7. I think that's plenty fair enough. But you can back them at 5-4 around those prices to win without conceding. Now, I did that for Poland in the first game against Ireland. 6-4 Poland were to win without conceding. It was like finding money in the street. I would suggest 5-4 for Ukraine is with the same bet. It, again, is just an absolute gift.
So where were we looking for a goal scorer in this one then? Andrei Yarmolenko leads the way 13-10 any time, 4-1 to be the first goal scorer. Evgen Konoplyanko, who had a disappointing season at Sevilla, but can turn it on the international stage, 19-10 any time, 6-1 to be the first goal scorer. And there's plenty of Northern Ireland bets as well. Lafferty, who we mentioned, 16-5 any time, 10-1 to be the first goal scorer. Will Grigg, who I've heard is on fire, 4-1 any time, 11-1 for the first goal. Back him before those flames are extinguished. Connor Washington, 4-1 any time, 12-1 to score the first goal. And the lively Jamie Ward, 5-1 any time, also 14-1 to score the first goal. So where's Derek McGovern's money going in this one?
I like Connor Plyanka. I always think he's a dangerous player. 6-1 to score first, 19-10 to score at any time. I like the look of him.
Well, we'll reveal the answer to the trivia question a little later on. But first, it's the small matter of Germany against Poland at 8 p.m. Germany start at 4-7 favourites. The draw is 3-1. And Poland are the outsiders at 5-1. Perhaps there's a little bit of value in that. We spoke to journalist Stefan Bienkowski, who follows German football closely, and he said there was nothing unexpected about the performance against Ukraine.
Not entirely. It was certainly a job in which it was just basically near enough the bare minimum. And by that I mean that Germany didn't look particularly spectacular against Ukraine. I think Ukraine were always going to offer some threat from the wings against Germany's limited fullbacks, and that certainly seems to be the case. Whether or not that is something that Lowe has to worry about going for the rest of the competition is certainly up to debate. But it certainly suggested that, you know, a slow start. I don't think anyone here in Germany is particularly surprised by it. That tends to be the way Germany play at the moment. And by that I mean, you know, nothing spectacular, but still get the job done.
Well, Thomas Müller failed to score in the opening game as Germany ran out 2-0 winners, but he did hit 9 goals in 9 during qualifying, 6 more than any other player. Thomas Müller's not always flourished at the Euros, and I asked Stefan why this might be.
He seems to be far more better suited to the World Cup, and I think that's probably quite fair. This team doesn't seem as though it's entirely sure how to attack at the moment. Thomas Müller seems to be a perfect case of, you know, the confusion that seems to be in the other side. I think Germany fans would be far more happy if someone like Mario Götze were to step out of the team and Thomas Müller was either played as a lone striker, which he's far better at, or someone like Mario Gomez was to come in and allow more to play off him, per se. So at the moment, he doesn't look very comfortable, but that is the entire German front line. I think that's something Lowe's going to have to try and fix.
So with Müller out of the question, I asked Stefan for a goal-scoring tip.
Well, I think it would be quite interesting. It obviously depends on where Lowe lines up his team. If Thomas Müller is the lone striker, we should probably expect to see him very specifically marked, just as Germany will probably look to mark Robert Lewandowski, as Northern Ireland did in the first game. So I wouldn't be surprised if the goals actually came from midfield. Germany has an abundance of talent in that, perhaps that front three behind the striker. I really think Julian Draxler is just waiting to pounce on a goal in this competition, and of course Mesut Ozil can set up as well. So those are the kind of players who I expect, I think, to maybe step up when Germany really need them. So if I was looking at a cheeky punt, I think it would be on someone like Julian Draxler on the left wing to score.
Well, Julian Draxler starts 3-1 any time, 11-1 to score the first goal. Mesut Ozil, who Stefan also mentioned, was 21-10 any time and 9-1 to score the first goal. You can also have a look at Mario Götze as well, 7-1 first, 7-5 any time. And Mario Gomez is 5-1 for the first goal, 5-4 to net at any point. From the Polish camp then, this is Poland's third Euros in a row. They haven't kept a clean sheet, though, in any of the games that they've played until they met Northern Ireland last time around. Robert Lewandowski starts as the favourite, 13-8 any time. He was well shackled by the Northern Irish defence. Arkadiusz Milik is 14-5 any time to get another goal at these championships, 9-1 first goal scorer. Or you can have Kamil Grzycki, who's 19-5 any time. He is 12-1 to score the first goal. They were top goal scorers in the qualifiers, Poland, 33 goals in 10 matches. And Stefan thinks they'll cause a few problems for Germany.
But there's absolutely no doubt that this Poland team, who I consider dark horses in this competition, can certainly cause all sorts of trouble. I don't think Germany particularly feel like they have to win this game. I think if they have to lose, it would certainly cause some ripples in the camp. But I think a draw is something they'd be perfectly happy with at this point, and then go into the final game against Northern Ireland on 3 points is perfectly assured.
Well, plenty to consider then when this match kicks off at 8 p.m. Some of the prices perhaps you might like. Germany to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is 6-4. Poland to win by the same margins, 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is 6-1. Or if you fancy it to end all square, 1-1, 2-2 or 3-3 is 4-1. These are down in the correct score group betting around about halfway down the console. Before we go, just time to reveal the trivia question. I know that's what you've been hanging on for. Which footballer has won the Ukrainian Footballer of the Year the most times? No prizes for guessing Andrei Shevchenko. And he has won it 6 times. Mightily impressive. The Ukrainian Footballer of the Year, Andrei Shevchenko. Plenty of medals and trophies he's had during his career. I wouldn't mind his mantelpiece. Andrei Shevchenko, 6 times the Ukrainian Footballer of the Year. That's all we've got time for, I'm afraid. We're off to the Tunnel of Love in Ukraine. All of the matches that we've mentioned, all of the prices that we mentioned are available on the William Hill website, williamhill.com. And you can listen to all of the punts throughout the Euros on the news page of the William Hill website. We'll be back with more tomorrow. And as they say in England, goodbye.